How do people use light mode?
I don't know. Maybe they just like seeing light on their face, or they're not afraid for whatever they're doing on the screen or their phone. You know, some of people like us don't like letting people see what's going on our phone.
What do you know? You know, like privacy, I see.
Yeah, a lot of privacy.
All them extroverts.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it can mean, you know, having light mode and dark mode can mean several things about your personality, you see. To be an extrovert or an introvert.
Or you're more open than others sometimes. Because I don't think people that use light mode stay long on light mode, if you think about it.
What of parents now?
You know, them, they don't understand. They don't understand technology. They probably don't know there's an option for that. They don't mind. They don't actually
mind. They're living on default, guys.
Exactly. They don't mind, actually, at this point. So it's not their fault. Yes. Quick question. Two powers. Choose between being able to control every robot in the world, including AI and, well, machines that are going to be created.
Mm-hmm.
Or choose between having all the powers, the power to control all plants, including all the elements together. If these two factions fight, who do you think will actually win?
That's a tough one.
Is it? I feel like there's a straight answer to this, but it might take a couple of reasoning to get there.
Yeah, I think like plants.
Yeah, definitely. It has to be plants. Because if you think about it, even if you have AI, they still need a power source.
Yeah.
So if you block out the sun, which can be, what do you call this thing? Solar power, yes. Yeah. It can be solar power. Then what other power source of power again? You can block out the sun, which would be a really good source of power, but they can try and generate other power source. Then that's true. The only issue now is that you have an overwhelming advantage of winning. Because now, since they have power and people listening, you can't listen through plants also. Can you listen? No. I don't think if you control plants, you'll be able to listen through plants. Maybe animals, but you can't control the animals. It's just nature you're controlling. So that's the issue now. Since they are robots now, it means they can have eyes everywhere and literally see what you are doing most of the time. That's one thing with the difference between having complete nature power and robot power now. And since you have robots now, you can build different power plants everywhere, different places. Wait, now that I think about it, robots might actually win.
Yeah, but they still has this disadvantage of wearing and tearing, maintenance and all that. And also, there's also a huge disadvantage. Where the hell are the robots standing on?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, the floor. But what if they're flying? The air, you push enough air, they can push them around, but they can still get around that. Maybe.
Bro, you have nature power. You can summon a tornado.
True.
You can summon...
But they can't. They can drop an atomic bomb.
I mean, if, and it, that's if good. It escalates that's, that yeah, bad.
It will escalate that fast. AI we're talking about. If you let AI control anything, it quickly resorts to war. So yes, they will drop atomic bombs, and that's enough to completely decimate a whole region where nature can't take over, like in plants. Let's say plants. But that would just reduce your power to like half. So that region now that they probably clear out is probably where they will be their main base and shit, since you can't reach there with plants and stuff. Other than that, life is just basically dead there, but there's wind there, and there's no way you can push strong enough wind that will destroy maybe a solidly firm structure on the floor. So now that's the issue now. They will now have a main base where you can't reach, and potential atomic bombs, they can just drop all over the freaking world and it's all gone. But the issue now is that if you destroy the whole of nature, there's no way for them to stay. Unless they try and create their own planet.
But you say you can control all the elements, right?
Yeah.
So Earth is also an element, right?
Earth's not the whole of Earth. You can't just move the Earth from one galaxy to another.
Freaking Earth bending is what I mean.
And yes, you can control Earth.
You can freaking create a whole crater underneath their base and then let it drop.
The thing about that is robots can also sense earthquakes coming, so they can move most of their stuff depending on how fast you have to do that kind of big stuff, creating a crater. You can't just do ka, open it just like that, like an egg. It'll probably send waves, and before you reach them, stuff like that happens. you could get rid of all the most important thing.
Oh, okay, so now which side are you on actually?
I'm more on the plant side, but I'm trying to see how the robots can win. Atomic bomb is the best guess at this point, but it's not going to be enough, yeah, since you can control the wind and every other thing. Yeah, atomic bomb is the best guess.
So robots win?
No, plants win, but robots will do a lot of damage itself. Robots and AI together will do a lot of damage. They could actually even leave the Earth. Now, that's another angle. Think about it. They could leave the Earth, the whole Earth, which you mean you can't control shit around them. They'll just build a satellite.
And just laser
the freaky Earth. They'll keep on lasering you and you can't reach them. And you can't even block it either, self. Because what? You use clouds, pass through the cloud, use Earth. You'll be building Earth structures, just climbing up just to reach them or block a laser. It's just like wasting Earth.
Yeah.
So if robots get out of space, Earth, they could win, no? They create a powerful enough laser that is powered by the sun,
which is out there.
Exactly. It will just clear the whole, destroy the whole Earth, and you're gone. Huh. So at the end of the day, robots can win. But if you can get to the robots before they be able to create that kind of satellite to get out, then yes, Earth wins. But anyway, welcome to a new episode. It's been 6 minutes of fierce conversations about robots.
You explaining the robots winning.
Robots and Earth, nature winning. I mean,
robots. You dissected our robots winning.
Yes, I was looking for a way for robots to win and I ended up finding one.
You found one.
Anyway, welcome to a new episode. And this episode, we'll be talking about the animes that are coming out in spring. Yes, the spring season is around. And wait, what happens in spring? Leaves are falling down, bro.
No, that's freaking autumn now.
Spring. What's up to spring? It's getting warm.
It's raining.
It's raining in spring?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Okay.
Why do you...
The grass are green, then rainbows in the skies, and
let's go back. Let's run that back. Well, we'll be talking about animes that come out during the rainy season for us, and there are a couple of good stuff we have right here. You know, a couple of new shows, a couple of old shows that some people don't like talking about. Boku no Hero. But yes, we shall begin. First anime, Konosuba. It's been a long time. I've heard the word Konosuba is coming from New Zealand. Very long time.
It's been years.
Man, like three or so. Is it three? No. Let's say five. I can't remember last time they
brought. But I think the season two of Konosuba was 2019, but I think.
Okay, not too far then.
That's still quite far from now.
Not too far, like 4 years now.
Five. Yeah.
I thought I was right about five. What do you feel?
Confusing me.
Anyhow. Yeah, Konosuba. Peak comedy is back, and well, Kazuma, the one man,
our role model, our man that has the plan,
gender equality himself is back.
That's it.
But yeah, I don't know. How many episodes are they even going for this time? It's like
they're going for 11 episodes.
11 episodes.
11 episodes.
The hell, 11 episodes doesn't feel enough. At least make it complete. 24. It's been a long time.
38.
Oh, wait. Okay. They're not enough.
Around 20.
What the hell are you
saying? Never mind.
Oh, it's been okay. They don't have enough content. I just remember I started reading the manga at one point, and yeah, I don't think they have enough content, even if they even do this season, to even do the next season. Oh wait, they could. They could create original content.
But then again, creating original content, would it be as good as the?
That's the issue now. There's a case study for this. The Megumin anime that came out. Is it last season?
No.
Last year. The one that came out last year. It didn't slap as much as the actual Konosuba would slap. So that's like a clean example of what happens when you just create original content for Konosuba, I guess. But it wasn't too bad either. It was still good. Animation was fire and shit like that. Demon Slayer is coming back for another season. That's retraining arc. One that I don't think deserves a whole season for it. Like, if you think about this training arc, for those I've read now, I don't think it's long enough to demand the whole season. If you think about it.
I can't remember what that arc is about.
It wasn't even, I don't want to even call it an arc, because it was like a session. It was a small session that happened before. What happened next after that? I think there was a full-scale attack after that. Something like that, Sha. But it was like this small session or something that just happened, like training. It was mostly about training. Training people, powering up a little bit and stuff like that. But other than that, man, barely that much shit that are going to go down that season.
Actually. And there are unknown number of episodes now. You don't really know. According to Mao, though.
I'm very sure it shouldn't be, it shouldn't even try to reach 20 something. I'm sure it's going to stop at 12. Yeah.
I feel like it just reached 7.
What do you mean 7?
Have you ever seen something? I don't know when it will happen, but this might be the first. Who knows? This is a prediction from the past to the future. Anyway, whichever one works.
Okay, sure. 7 episodes for an anime that's not in Netflix.
I mean, they've done it before. I mean,
something that's in Netflix, definitely, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly, but this is not in Netflix. It's not made by Netflix. Netflix don't have the rights to put their name.
Or maybe this can be what they'll do, maybe like how EOT does it, call one, pass one.
No.
It's just like the call one, you know.
If they start that now, they mostly are heading for something much worse. They start doing the calls. Now all they do when they are fighting moves on. Three episode and call one. Three episode and call two.
Yeah.
Man, that was just shit.
Anything to get that moolah in.
Anyway, then Slime is coming for a new season. For me, I've given up on it. Due to it has become almost like the generic isekai in a way. After he turns to a demon lord, I kind of lost interest. There's no more thrill in him leveling up anymore. There's no more leveling up anymore, actually. It's just more like fighting the next big bad guy that comes.
Which is most likely a demon lord on crack.
Just another demon lord, not on crack.
He has to be on crack. I mean, he's strong enough to fight other demon lords now. What is stronger than a demon lord? A demon lord on crack.
The goddess that's probably sent him to that world. Just think about an isekai. But this time, the person that's actually bad, or the demon lord, let's say the bad person, is the person that actually summoned him to that world because the person was bored that there's no hero in the world to face him anymore. That was like a very authentic thing I just came up with right now. Just see, mangaka should hire me. I'm full of ideas.
I saw that somewhere.
What do you mean you saw that somewhere?
I saw that somewhere.
What is it about?
Exactly as you just said.
So they brought the person into fight.
They brought him and a couple of his class, the whole class basically, into this dungeon, regular fantasy world. Then the goddess is the person he's trying to get back at, because she didn't give him like the, you know, the generic isekai powers of freaking swordsmith or swordsman.
Oh, I remember that. Wait, what's the name? I feel like I've read this.
I just
remember. Is it the guy with the gun? Afureta or something like that?
I don't think
it's an isekai, right?
It's an isekai.
I know it's an isekai. I've read something like that. They carried the whole class. They didn't give him any class. Then he went to go and hustle himself. It's like creating guns and stuff.
To get back at the goddess. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but that's not exactly what I said now.
The goddess is the main villain.
It's the main villain, yes.
Same thing with that. The goddess is the main villain. Just get back at the goddess.
Can you say the goddess is the main villain? They still brought all of them there for something. Maybe to defeat somebody else. But his own goal is to go after the goddess.
I mean, they got isekai. They have to be there for some reason.
Yeah, no, but that means there's a bad guy and there's a goddess. So the goddess is just his bad guy.
Hold on. You got isekai. That means you have to get transported to another world.
Exactly.
But it's not necessary to fight it because I got isekai into a farm, so now I'm farming to get points.
Ah.
That's isekai. A goddess dropped you there to farm. Probably got to drop them there too.
In the anime defense, we haven't watched it, so we don't know whether there's a demon lord. You know, you have to farm enough points to win the farm tournament.
And a demon lord is somehow involved.
And now, he also owns a farm, and he said he's not fighting again. The only way to win him or overthrow him is to win him in the farm competition. So they brought the best farmer around.
I think the better plus point would be the demon lord is like a... what are they called? I don't know what they're called. A legion of locusts or something.
Okay, that's just getting too far. But yes, They could have not. Which isekai have you seen that they summon them for doing nothing in the old world? I mean, in the new world. Besides that farm one, now I'm not trusting that farm one. There could be someone else that's defeating the demon and he's just farming. Maybe he doesn't have enough points to do anything besides farm and give the heroes food. See?
Vending machine?
Yeah, I feel like they were entering dungeons now. So, like a dungeon type stuff.
But was there a concept of a demon lord in that?
Bringing you to the world to defeat something doesn't have to be
defeat
a demon lord.
Defeat
the dungeon and the dungeon appear out
was
of nowhere.
Was there this main dungeon out? For 100 years has passed and no one has been able to conquer this dungeon.
Yes, and the monsters are beginning to come outside and the barrier around the dungeon is about to break soon because of one mage that probably covered it and is dead since. So they need someone to be able to defeat all the monsters in the dungeon in time before the team breaks and it comes into the real world. So yes, concept. I'm defending isekais now. Who knew this deal? So, yeah. But anyway,
the day is here.
So yes, what other isekai do you think they brought them for just nothing? A whole class. This time we're talking about a whole class. So a whole class.
The whole class has a different case.
Exactly. So you see, there's probably a demon lord, but his own villain is the goddess that brought him back. Brought him and gave him nothing. Yes, that's it.
Moving on.
Yeah, you could check out Slime if you still watch Slime. Or enjoy what is going on in Slime. Maybe I'll try and catch up and see what the hype is all about. But yeah, that Mushoku Tensei is coming back. Peak Fantasy is coming back. Most people, shall.
Quite a short time, 12 episodes.
I mean, okay, it's the part 2. Man. Well, but at least this time, Silphy is Silphy. And things are moving into this.
Oh, you're about to see some
what
stuff in this season.
What?
Not exactly. It's nothing big, or it's not like a huge.
Is there another thing to make his Rudeus look bad, other than what he has been?
I mean, if I say this now, it's be a spoiler. So.
Is he going to make him look bad? Yes or no? Let's just know now in time. You know, prep in time.
See, it depends on your point of view.
What do you mean, your point of view?
It depends on how you see things. Oh, it depends on your moral background. You see.
I have a very steady moral background, so yes or no?
No, with a hint of yes.
Oh my goodness.
We'll see about that.
We'll see about that. But he's getting together with Sylvie now. You know, maybe they won't get married and stuff like that. Have kids before he remembers his mom is in a different place, needs saving and stuff like that. I almost completely forgot there's that. I was just so focused on him trying to get his schlong back on and well, what else?
Well, he's up, all right. He's up and standing. Oh,
I don't
my
need
guys,
to. I don't know more.
My guy is loud and proud, you know.
Well, I'm done with that. Anyhow, so yes, I was more focused on him trying to get with Sylvie and her just freaking telling him she's Sylvie.
You know, she wanted to be a man for a bit.
She wanted to be a him and a he for a bit. For sure, it was for a good reason, you know.
I feel like it was just for.
I think she mentioned the reason why she was trying to be. She pretended to be male now. Is it because. No. What was it? Something about if she ended up being shown that she's a female to show that she's weaker or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because she couldn't be the knight to the princess if she's a female.
Okay, yeah, I see. Yeah, legit reason.
But that was just to prolong her hiding her identity from Rudeus now. Man. And she got all straight up gone to him and, this is me. Remember me?
It's true, sir. If she removed that glass and just walks around normally, nobody really know the difference.
Difference between what?
Between him and that other, her other alias, which is the Fitz. Fitz. Reminds me of Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's not here.
Reminds me of Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., man. Peak. Anyway, it was. It's a nice multiversal series. But yeah. Mushoku Tensei is back. Next up is Boku no Hero. I hope. I don't know, Sha. Some people are excited, some people are not excited.
Manga readers are.
I just want to see the story progress. That's for me.
manga readers will remain speechless, or I will remain speechless, for I have nothing to say. The anime have downed my hopes in its adapting the manga to its fullest. The anime lacks impact, it lacks color combination, it just has this slap of color. It is just not bringing the manga to life
in any way.
It saddens my soul.
But this season, I don't know how many episodes, but how far do you think they're going into this war? And will there be a very hype moment?
It depends on where they... Okay, I know where they stop.
Stopped at where things were about to start, basically.
If you're asking about hype moments, every moment is a hype moment, guy. Okay?
You mean every
trying to stop All For One itself was the most hardest thing I've seen a group of people do. Try to stop someone that literally has every single power, nearly every single power, that can't do anything against you. Yeah, I just shift you aside. It took like, how many people? I counted this when I was reading Ram manga. It took like 6 to 10 people just to slow him down for a brief moment. That was when he was still, I mean, this might be a spoiler. That was when he was still like full grown adults.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It took like 6 to 10 people to stop him just for a brief moment. And he still shifted them aside casually. So, bro, every single moment in.
But I don't think they'll start fighting All For One now, right? I think Shigaraki was the one that was trying to start something now.
Well, they start off with Shigaraki first. Then they shift on to All For One. Then All For One explains his plan.
So there's no any other character that could come into the mix now. Just be Shigaraki, All For One. Okay, this guy too is about to go hard. Firepower.
Oh, Dabi.
Yes.
Yeah, Dabi.
Looks like he's wearing a new type of clothes now, like white or something.
Yeah, it's about to go crazy, man. It's good to get insane. But I don't think that pass will be. It depends on how far this season goes. It might not be in this season. It might be the next season or the ending. If this is 25 episodes, then it might be around the ending 25. Even be the last bit of it.
How about Twice or any other person? Anyone about to go?
Twice, so yeah, a lot of people are, yeah. Like, there are a lot of phases to this entire war. There are like 5 different parts, or even 6. There's like part that was going on in the city that they are not in. Like, just in the general city with everybody that is the meta human going rogue and people trying to tame them down and things going haywire. Yeah. So, bruh, this is a whole war we're looking at.
I see. Well, anyway, check out Boku no Hero if you're still fighting the good fights and watching Boku
no Hero. We shall fight it together, but I'm in the sidelines.
The ready manga. You
yeah,
know
exactly.
You already know what's going on. Yeah. That's why. Anyway, next is The Misfit of Demon Academy. I've watched 1 season of this, or 3 episodes of this.
3 episodes is not 1 season.
Yeah, well, it felt like a lot to me. I can't remember what happened in this anime anymore.
This is one about Anus.
No. Is it? I remember. I think. The two animes I know, I used to mix them up. The one with Anus and the other one that's also the same. Well, okay, it is. It is, actually.
Yeah, I got them red eyes, you know.
Okay, that means I watched the full season now. Yeah, I watched the full season.
Anus being a Chad, being the unstoppable
more king. What was that line he used again? You can't kill me because I'm already dead or something like that. Can't remember. There's one famous line that came out from that season I watched that can't kill me if I already killed myself. I can't remember it. It was one Chad line that only OP people can just relate to.
My guy killed someone with his own heartbeat. Yeah. Bro, who does that?
That's a next level shit. Man, characters that they make OP are fun to watch when they are beating people. But at one point, it becomes kind of boring because we already know you're OP. Except for One Punch Man, they are still going on with it in a way that's still making it interesting. Like focusing more on the characters around than Saitama. Because most of these anime now, like this one, for instance, they just focus on the character, the main character, which is the person that's strong.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I think about it. Depends on how they go with it, because Psyche 2 was like that. And they didn't. Okay, it wasn't about fighting.
Yeah,
it was more about him trying to live his life. So yeah, it's mostly about if they focus on the main character and it's all about fighting, like this one now, for instance. Now, if they focus too much on fighting, it just becomes boring at one point because you know he's stronger, you know he's going to win. So it's just now, how are you going to win? And is it funny, you know? So they just keep on making it try to be more funnier than the last, or more interesting than the last.
That's exactly what Mob Psycho did too.
Is it Mob Psycho? They weren't doing that. Mob had emotional problems.
Yeah, but it was also comedy based as well, anyway. To an extent.
But this Misfits of Demogami,
this one is just just takes that trope, that anime trope, and just dashes it to crack. Bro, I mean, Mob Psycho was tamed with it. This one just straight up went to hell with it.
Anyway, if you enjoyed that, keep on watching that. I'll give it like a 3-episode, maybe not.
Depending
if I have time enough to check it out.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 1-episode, depending. Yeah. Okay, I'm not gonna watch it anymore.
Exactly. So yeah. Anyway, Kaiju number 8. This one they say it's going to premiere on Twitter, on X, sorry. So I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm believing it should be good. But the animation I've seen so far is looking shit, yeah.
Shit.
It is looking not animation, the drawing. Let me see. The way they look in the anime, it doesn't look like how they look in the manga. There's this weird obscurity in their face. Like if it's a face, their face was oval in the manga. In the anime, it's looking like an oval with a pointed tip or something. Or their eyes are having this weird beans looking shape. Instead of oval.
Looking like beans, yeah.
Guy, they just have it's just looking weird. Every trailer and teaser that I've been dropping so far has just been animation good, but when you look at their character, when you get to look at the character face to face, you're like, now I'm going to be looking at this face for a longer time in the anime. If this is how it's going to be, then we have a problem coming. But yeah, basically, it's just an anime that's about
it's just fucked up for you manga readers then.
Depending, actually, yeah, I think mostly a manga reader problem.
I feel like I can just adapt to it simply,
but it could just also be like the trailer problem too, because that's not the real thing. There's a quick animation put up in this spur of the moment. They could always fix that. Let's just hope their face doesn't look like that. So Kaiju number 8 about it's like AOT but a civilized situation world, let's say that, and it's only happening in Japan. Yes.
Wow. Only wait, what?
They don't mention any other place, so yes, mostly Japan. It works. Most of all, these things only happen in Japan in mangas and anime. So, are you surprised?
Actually, at this point,
This one. So, I think this one, everybody knows monsters pop out of nowhere. So, they already have a. It's just about the main character is someone that cleans up after the people that killed the monster. So, yeah. The life of the garbage man.
That sucks.
Yeah, it sucked for a while. It was like that, yeah. But later on, you know, he ended up being he's the main character. Something special happened when he was cleaning up a special crime scene.
Oh, and something like Parasite now. Oh, yeah, he latched onto him and now he's part kaiju, part human.
What the hell? You literally explained it. That's what's going to happen.
I got that right.
That's what is going to happen, guy. Exactly. Probably the first episode too. So yeah.
Ah damn! I see the future now.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, he became part kaiju. So now he has to somehow. He can easily clear off some kaiju. So somehow he has been auditioning. I mean, he has been trying to get into the people that actually killed the kaijus.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't because there's this aptitude test they do that. Reads your number or your number you can reach or how strong you can be, and the zone is always zero. The dot without shaking, not even a point.
F9,
exactly. But somehow he passed the physical and got into. And now I'm beginning to explain the first episode. But anyhow, that was at that point. First episode, a quick, nice action fight scene. Then that's a spoiler.
Yes, it is.
Never mind. Anyway, watch Kaiju number 8. It should be a good anime. Give it a good 3-episode watch and see if you can continue from there. But I'm hoping to be something new and good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah. So, it's a new anime though, but I've heard a lot about the manga. Go Loser Rangers. It's like Power Rangers, but let me say Japanese.
You got hit with the anime beam.
Power Rangers with Japanese. Like
I said, it got hit with the anime.
But anyway, same thing. Japan is known for anime, so. Yeah.
Go here with the anime beam.
Go Red Rangers. It's about. What's it about?
Power Rangers, but.
Synopsis. Who's talking about Power Rangers? If we talk about Power Rangers, talk about sparks and monsters and. Well, Megazords and swords. And explosions. While flipping and dodging the explosion in the back of you. Yes. Yeah, that's most of Power Rangers. So, what's Go Loser Rangers about?
Apparently, I'm not seeing that.
Female, does he have anything written up there?
I'm trying to look for it. What does he look like? What's the Japanese name?
Seita, something. Don't look for someone that looks like wearing a Power Ranger costume.
Ah, there we are.
Because that's the first thing you should have been thinking
of. I was looking at that. I was seeing white. You said Seita. I saw something looking like Seita. Yeah, there. This is it.
Anyway, what's the synopsis?
Hold on. Okay, 3 years ago, in some monster academy, invaded Earth. But humanity's great protectors and the Dragon Keepers defeated them in a single year. Every Sunday since, monsters have been forced to act on humiliating defeat after defeat in front of the unsuspecting public.
Okay. This is sounding like exactly like Power Rangers.
Exactly.
It's like Power Rangers on the spot. Okay.
It's just like a Sunday event for them. You just go out and defeat demons. I mean, monsters.
Well, let's see how it goes. It sounds like an interesting synopsis. You know, everybody will let nostalgia kick in and watch this show. You know, Power Rangers and all such. So, I've seen a lot of really good things about the manga, actually. So, but it has been 50-50. Some don't really like it. Some like it to the extent of obsession. Yes.
Obsession?
Not really obsession. Just one particular person that's coming to mind from my Twitter feed. Yeah. But yeah. Go Loser Rangers. Check it out. Hopefully it's good. I shall be keeping in touch.
You see about that.
Yeah, so now we have Windbreaker. That is the manhwa that is about cycling. So I've heard.
So you got another sports anime, no?
I'm just surprised there's another manhwa in it, because manhwas are beginning to get a recognition and not really recognition, adaptations now. Like known for adaptation. After Noblesse, or is it after God of High School? I don't know which came first. But after those that became a huge success at one point, they have been adapting way more manhwas recently. And it's good. Because, you know, a lot of manhwas out there that are peak and needs adaptation. And a lot of animes here that don't have enough content, but they keep on adapting.
Ooh.
Gotcha. But yeah, Windbreaker is like a cycling anime that is all about, I don't know if there are gangs in it, but it looks like there are groups and stuff like that.
According to synopsis, there is, and it's going to be done by Studio Cloverworks.
What has Cloverworks done?
So many beautiful things. So many beautiful things.
Well, like what exactly?
One Direct Priority.
Oh, that's nice.
Fates, Grand Order.
What the hell? Okay.
Yeah, they did that. Yeah, some other sleek looking ones I've forgotten.
Yeah, so I'm going to some nice animation there.
Yeah, according to synopsis, it's just about a guy that got into this school of delinquents and he's trying to fight his way to the top. He didn't really say anything about riding bikes, so.
Are you sure you're checking Windbreaker?
No, I'm checking Nutcracker. What do you think I'm checking?
I'm just asking. Back Butter is coming back. I don't know if it's the next, if it's directly after the last Black Butler. What am I saying? Black Butler. Yes. After the last Black Butler. I'm making this hard. Black Butler season. I think there was a movie after that one. So I'm not really sure about the chronological order of this, but maybe it's actually directly after. I was thinking of getting to Cloverworks again.
These people are on fire this season.
They're waking up from the dead. Anyway, I've been thinking of reading the manga, so I don't know. I don't know about this one. But I've heard good things though about Black Butler manga. Why is it hard to say Black Butler? Black butler.
Black butter.
Black butter. Black
butler.
Black butler. Yes, black butler. Then a new anime, Yozakura Family. Now this one, check the synopsis. The one holding the device.
I was checking some rom-com anime.
Why you be checking rom-com at this serious time?
It just grabbed my attention. The English name is Whisper Me a Love Song. That's quite interesting, doesn't it?
That doesn't sound interesting. That sounds itchy, like, but sure. Let's go with interesting. Check your Zakura Family. I read the synopsis before. It was about, there's a girl that's in this highly trained assassin family with her brother picking on her. Then there's this guy that I think obviously likes her. He's also trying to get out of that situation, right? Read the synopsis.
Sure. A high school student, whatever her name is, has been socially inept ever since her family died in a car crash. The only person she had properly interacted with is her childhood friend, some whatever her name is, the head of the world's strongest family of spies.
Those spies, not assassin.
Mutsumi's eldest brother, I guess, as the main character, whatever his name is, has been overprotective of her ever since he once rendered her severely injured. His love for Mutsumi is lethal, freaking Siscon.
The hell are you sound like one AI reading this thing? Boy, they are shy, yes. I think the main character is the person, it's not the girl.
So you just. Okay, yeah, you were saying?
The main character is not Mitsumi. Mitsumi, I think, is the side character. I think the main character is the guy. Can you see the pictures
Siscon?
There? Not a Siscon. The Siscon guy is probably the bad guy in this case, since they're telling us he has been overprotective of her. So I think this is a situation of trying to get her away from the brother that is overprotective.
I guess. But the picture is quite.
It's quite what?
Unclear.
What do you mean, unclear?
Deceiving.
What do you mean, deceiving?
He's putting the guy like in the center of the picture, then him holding, I'm guessing, the sister.
That's not the sister. The guy is probably the guy taking that girl, that's the Mitsumi, out of the situation. So the guy you're seeing holding her is the guy that's the main character I'm telling you about.
Wait, the Mitsumi is the girl?
Yes. That's in the situation with her brother.
What? Incest?
No incest here. Anything about incest in this anime that will be mentioned in the upcoming episodes are playful. Nothing is taken serious here, so in case you hear anything about incest passionately from John, yeah.
Disclaimer, any comments or talks about incest, I will not take.
Or anything that might trigger someone, do not take it personally. We all make mistakes in the moment of passion, or in the heat of passion.
Sure.
So yes, that's what that anime is about. And the manga so far, I've been hearing good stuff too. Man, I've heard a lot of good stuff for mangas. I've not read them. I think I need to start reading mangas back. You know, been a while. Trying to dust off the whole Tachiyomi and Mihon and get onto it. But yes. I think that's a good anime to like give it a good 5-episode watch before you know continue watching it because it's good.
I think 2 episodes and see what happens next.
Yeah, that's you. Wait, what studio is what do you call? What studio is adapting this?
Some random ass studio. I don't know. I'm serious, guys.
That sounds very wicked. But yes, anyhow, check it out. Then the Fable. This is seinen. Another thing is getting adapted.
Hey, Fable is getting adapted.
Yes, the Fable.
God damn.
You have not started reading it either, but.
Not yet. I had it in my library.
Yeah, I don't know how long I had the Fable by freaking library. Like last year, beginning or so.
Bruh.
I saw it. I was just like, it might not even be last year. When I think about it, it'd be a very long time ago because I remember seeing it somewhere. I'm like, okay, it's saying it now. Been a while. And I just put it in my
head. Ever since,
I've not opened it. And I'm surprised when I checked today and I've not opened, like, read, like, the first 5 chapters or 10 chapters to, like, you know what it's about, at least. But I know it's about, like, trained. I don't know what it's about. fully, but I know that like they're trained people, or I don't know whether it's assassins or spy, but something like that, yeah. And he's one of the strongest. And either people are coming to fight him, or he's trying to escape out of that organization. One of those two things.
Hmm.
Yeah. What's the synopsis?
Of what?
The Fable. What the hell are we talking about?
I was checking something else. I was very interested.
Don't tell me it's another rom-com.
It is not. It is not. This one actually looks pretty interesting. What's I'll get back about? To the Fable later on. Bartender. Camino Glass.
It's probably about bartending.
Exactly what makes it interesting.
What do you mean it makes it interesting?
I don't know. It just seems like a new, fresh take on anime. Why would an anime just decide to just play its role on bartending? It's quite something. Anyways, the synopsis is in the hidden back streets of Ginza District, the Eden Hill or Eden Hall, a lone bar operated by some guy, the prodigy bartender, who is said to mix the most incredible cocktails anyone's ever tasted.
Cocktails.
However, not just anyone can find Eden's Hall. Right? Eden's Hall? Yeah, Eden's Hall.
So some mystical bar.
I guess. Rather, it's Eden's Hall that must find you. Customers of varying backgrounds, each plagued on their own troubles, wander into the bar. Nevertheless, Ryo always knows the ideal cocktail to console their and guide each doubt soul.
So it's probably about listening to people.
Bruh, I'm
talk
watching
about
this
their...
anime. I'm definitely watching this.
What the hell is making you excited
I don't
about
know.
Cocktails?
It's,
yeah.
It's not about the cocktail. It's about, I feel like it's about the, I feel like this anime can actually teach you something. It has this tone going with it, you know. This, since it's actually a mysterious bar and no one really finds it, it finds you. That means every single episode, it'll be about a totally different person.
Yes, yes, that's what it's going to be about.
Yeah, and what I'm just thinking now, it almost feels like, Death
Parade. Parade, exactly.
Shut the hell up. Stop touching my head. Stop getting in my head.
I mean, it's not something new. I've done this a lot of times where I've thought of the same thing, so it's not.
It's annoying.
It's
really annoying. I feel like I get this Death Parade vibe going on.
But the thing is about it is that, I don't know, what if they try and go into the comedy aspect, not a serious life lesson kind of aspects? What genius did they put under there? If they put comedy, then well, I'll just say some stories or some people might just come in having issues that are not that strong and they're like, oh yeah, funny.
I'm more using the genre.
Well, let's just, I feel like it might just be my church. Yeah. Why don't they not put the genre there?
Not sure.
I anime will be blitzing up, but yeah. If that's something you like or would like to check out, check it out. The bartender,
like, might be a solid anime. Yeah, like it's kind of hidden gem, you know, in the season.
Will that be a hidden gem?
It might be.
Might be. But you know, not much hidden gems. What if he's also saying? Think about it. Because he's a bartender, there's no freaking way a 70-year-old is going to be a bartender.
That's what anime wants you to think. Freaking Kirito or someone that's being protagonist like Kirito's shit going on.
Alright, so now OVAs are also coming out. Okay, the one OVA I actually give two fucks about is Baki versus Kengan Ashura. Coming out.
Okay, that one.
Yeah, I don't know how they'll do it, whether they'll actually make it equal fighting or they'll have to buff up somebody. Definitely.
Bro, I feel like how that thing is going to go down is like no one's going to win in the end.
The ideal way to do it.
Yeah, that's the ideal way to do it, because they can't wait make an anime win over another one. Or just make that fan base just trash on the other.
But the fan base should understand that it's Baki. Baki, no.
You know, I never specified that it's Baki that was winning.
Obviously, everybody knows it's Baki. Who else is going to win? The guy in Kenga, I've never watched Kenga and Shuran, but I'm very sure Baki is winning. A lot of people, and from my sources, trust me, bro, are telling me Baki is going to win. So, who am I to say Kenga and Shuran is going to win? No. Baki. Definitely.
Have you seen
those muscles on their back? Have you seen the martial artist he had to fight just because my guys wanted to get laid, for God's sake?
True.
Exactly. True. Baki is definitely winning. So yes, that's the only OV I give up. I don't know. Would they make it I think they'll make it a one episode thing. Oh, just
one episode.
No, no, I'm just saying it's an OVA now. What do you expect them
OVA
to do?
OVA like 2, 3, 4, 6 max.
And yeah, sure. I'm looking forward to that, yeah. Unlike the bartender.
Bruh, I'm telling you, this bartender is good to slap.
So Look Back is going to also be adapted, and this is going to be a movie from I don't know the first name, but Fujimoto, yeah, the writer of Chainsaw Man and the writer I can't remember that manga, Fire Punch and other one again, something about a touching story, but yeah, the mangaka of Chainsaw Man, this Look Back is going to be like, how do I put this? It's going to be emotional piece of work.
I've read it.
It's a one shot, so it's going to be a movie, and they will have enough time to put enough animation. Basically, the synopsis is about two people, one that knows how to draw, and one that doesn't know how to draw manga.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that doesn't know how to draw was the one that was normally drawing for the class or drawing for their weekly, school bulletin, whatever, comic section. And everybody was always praising her and telling her that she knows how to draw and shit like that. Then one day she meets someone who is a fan of her.
Yeah.
That's her that doesn't know how to draw well. Like she can draw but not well. Like a fan of her. And I ended up wanting to show her her drawing. And it turns out this person knows how to draw way better than her. But it's like always saying she's a fan of her and stuff like that. And doesn't really see herself higher than her in any way. Then there's this small jealousy that comes to mind. She now tries to keep up this persona, I mean, this higher hierarchy that she's higher than her. So she has to know how to draw better. So she goes through this grueling process of training, you know, trying to go through, what do you call it?
Practice.
Not practice. Practice and techniques, learning different techniques on how to draw better and do plenty different things. Coming back, then the one day she now tries to like compare her drawing again. I end up seeing that person became way more better and her drawing is like, nothing compare. Then she now gives up and, well, a lot of things happen. But yeah, it's going to be this touching story about trying to pursue your dreams. And you see someone that's better than you. And no matter what you do, you're never going to be better than that person. So it's either you accept it and move on the way it is. And move on, still pursuing your dreams, like still going on. Because what you're doing is still good to a level. Or you just give up and totally, well, give up. End your dreams there. It's going to be nice, man. I just hope a lot of people give it a good watch, you know, learn something.
I'm not going to stop.
Another movie coming out is Brew Lock. This one's like a special movie for just Nagi. I haven't read the manga, so I don't know what they're going on about this. So, but it's Nagi. Everyone likes Nagi.
So, I guess.
What do you mean you guess? Who doesn't like Nagi? What do you want to say? You like the main character, that cringe boy that likes saying, "I will destroy you, or I'll eat you," or something like that.
Some people will like that other guy, forgotten his name, that always calls everyone donkey.
I'm talking about the guy that looks like Barrow.
Yes.
Oh yeah, his name is Barrow. What did I say? He looks like
Barrow. Yeah, there you go, Barrow. That's his name.
He looks like, no, not Garrow. He looks like this guy in Bleach. It's like someone in Bleach, yeah. Yeah, Barrow, yeah. He looks like someone in Bleach.
Bleach?
Yes. This guy now, all I say is name. I don't know, the guy that shaved his head.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, that guy in Bleach. Looks like that guy. There was this point said that most of the Blue Lock characters had this counterparts in a different anime. Like yeah. Nagi now, probably like Kaneki or... Yeah, Kaneki.
Mm-hmm.
Then, what was it? I don't remember their name anymore. The dribbling guy, probably like...
Bachira.
What was he again? What the hell did I compare him
with? I think you put him as gone or something.
Well, he be gone.
Yeah, do I know your reasons?
Okay, it's possible now. Gone is happy all the time, you know?
Okay, that's inner demon, have a wolf inside. Exactly. Have two wolves inside.
Yeah, exactly. You know, gone has that. And the main character is just looking like Denko. Not looking like Denko, but he is like Denko.
Well, I can say in the part of how to piece things together.
Planning away.
Yeah, just planning away.
Yeah, I think there's another character too that you can put him as that. But yeah, mostly Danku, yes. Denko was always trying to figure shit out like a big boy.
But yet, he still does the work, gets the work done.
Yeah, whatever. Then the last movie that I cared about to check, to write down, Bocchi the Rock, the movie. I haven't watched Bocchi the Rock complete, but it looks very interesting.
I guess I saw something about the movie just being a summary of the series.
What? Why would they do that?
Sometimes they do that, but I'm not. I think this might be different. I don't know whether I can trust what I saw, but
if it's just a summary, so why would they make a movie or just a summary of an episode or a 12 anime episode, not even 24? It doesn't even be that long they released it. Are they just trying to eat off the Bocchi hype?
I mean, Bocchi did quite well.
Are they even going to? Does it look like something they'll make a season two?
Nah, I feel like I end there.
What do you? Are you serious? Bocchi won't really have a season two.
I don't feel like he can have a season. I feel like he can perfectly end where it has ended.
Okay, if they were able to go after where they stopped, what do you think they would do?
They can. Of their band getting, having more challenges and growing as a band.
So they didn't have challenges at the end of
it. They did. They had the whole.
Did they do a time skip?
No, they did not.
It's like they might try it.
Their last challenge was the school concert and performing.
But Bocchi is still introverted.
Yes,
yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But then again, the banners tend to get used to it, and they are using that to the fullest. And Bocchi is like their inspiration now, so that's what they are using Bocchi for, and that's how they basically concluded.
Huh. Kaio.
So they can stop it there, but they also can progress. It's other, I don't know, who knows, freaking band battle.
This feels like Wonder Egg Priority again. Something new, they can continue, but it's more better to just stop there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Wonder Egg Priority was like, you know, a very, very trippy experience.
Yeah, I feel like I was on crack when I was watching
that. Nothing. Like I said, we had a hidden meaning, but yet again. Was it a meaning that you're trying to dig deep to find?
I mean, it's very possible to overlook things in Wonder Egg Priority. Just think too much about it. But yeah. When the manga had just meaning, I wanted to draw this monster looking like that because I wanted to.
Never know. Reading deep into things might just be like, well, you bringing shit out of shit. But yeah, that's been most of the animes that are coming out that I care about in
but
next
there's
season.
There's also something too that is quite good.
What's that?
Gintama.
No. It's not like I checked. I saw Gintama, but that's like a movie. But how do I put this? It's a movie they have brought out before, but they are doing something new to it. I don't know what exactly they are doing that's different.
Yeah, refurbishing it.
Maybe, or just making a new stuff. But yeah, I'm still waiting for the new episode of the Gintama. They'll bring out later on. Probably, I don't know if it's this year anymore. But yes, that. Anyway, these are animes to look forward to. Give them a good 3-episode watch. 5 if you're, you know, sure that you're going to keep on watching it or something interesting. And let us know what you enjoy. Or what you're looking forward to watching in this season, next season, yeah. Let me complete my sentence.
Go ahead.
Let us know the anime you plan on watching this
bartender
new season down in the comments below. And yeah, this is technically our last live episode, if we're going to put it that way.
Live
as in. In person, like right now, we recorded this week as okay, this.
True,
wait,
true.
Wait. We recorded this last week as this is dropping on Monday. Yes, that is it. So, after now, anybody that's trying to request for being a guest will have to wait on later on before we record, because right now, John's going to school and stuff like that. So, yeah, basically, this is our last live episode.
Going back to fight a war.
last live episode. We have a lot of pre-recorded episodes down where we hope you enjoy. And there are a couple of fun topics, you know, fun stuff, fun guests, and a whole lot more and stuff. So yeah, technically,
that's us. More guests coming up, I guess.
I already said that.
You know, you say guests you've had previously, right? Like
no, we don't have any. There's no guests that we have. that's about. There's no guest that we had previously that's going to be on this remaining episodes. But yes, we have pre-recorded episodes that are going to last for a couple of minutes, for a couple of while. God. What the hell? That feels wrong. For a couple of time, yes. So, yes. We look forward to you continuing to listen to us. And we'll see y'all next time. Next week, technically. You get. All right, now we'll see y'all next time.
Again with the same one.
Ciao.